Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that are seeking employment to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job. And so I make that distinction because of the difference between doing something that you enjoy, where you're productive and you like going to work, and doing something that you don't want to do, because it's impossible to be productive doing what you don't want to do. Now, only you know that, because your employer doesn't necessarily know that, but you know that. But anyway, I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed's the guy that makes everything work for me behind the scenes. And Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing all right, Mr. Gene.
Well, glad to have you, and I appreciate your work. And for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you, and I want to make sure you know that. We see you coming, going, front side, back side. We see all of you. The only thing we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. And if you're looking for employment, I'm going to suggest try to do everything you can in person. And so, but that's just my suggestion, because that's when people really get a chance to see you. The worst thing you can do is have them see you and decide that they don't like the way you look. They don't like your age, your color, your sex. They don't. It's always best, in my opinion, to show up for the jobs that you would like to have, so we can get a chance to hear you, see you, because I think that's the way to go. But in order to start the show off, today's a holiday, happens to be June 19th, and June 19, 1865, under the Emancipation Proclamation Act, it was passed that the slaves were all officially free. And unfortunately, it took a long time for it just to become a holiday since 1865. But the bottom line, it's a holiday now. But I'm also going to say part of their efforts in terms of going back, I'm going to claim this myself anyway, but going back in time, their efforts helped me be sitting here talking to you right here today. And so it's been a long time, but the bottom line is somebody had to do it. Somebody got started, our government got started, and other things have allowed the freedom to creep into jobs and entertainment, all those areas. And so I'm privy to be here sharing my knowledge, trying to get some of yours as well, so I add on to my knowledge, but also trying to help all of you job seekers out there to recognize that you can indeed find enjoyable employment. And the reason is because you're all unique. It's number one. You all have different ways of finding enjoyment. But enjoyment makes you productive. Why not find employment doing what you enjoy, since you do what you enjoy anyway? Most of you got a job, and most of you, I don't like to use percentages too much, because I'm not sure if everyone understands percentages. We hear that word an awful lot. I'm not sure how many people understand that in terms of what it really means. But the bottom line is there's an awful lot of people that are doing what they don't like to do for a job. So when they go home, they go do what they enjoy doing. Problem, there's nothing wrong with that, but the problem is, since you work for somebody else, your employer is suffering because they want to get more productivity out of you. And since you're doing something that you don't want to do, then your morale can't be gung-ho either, like it is when you go home. But the bottom line is that we're here to let you know that there's a way to find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Not a job, not one job, but as you grow, as you get older, there's a way of doing that. Look at all the other people that you run into and seeing doing what they enjoy doing and getting paid. Well, they're all unique individuals, and you have something within you that is just as unique. The show is only about helping you find enjoyable employment instead of a job. Now, the bottom line is that's part of what my company and I do for a living, is to help inform you of ways that you can find enjoyable employment. So I'd like to have you just think about that. But tonight, now that I've got through the Juneteenth, and celebrating the holiday, schools are closed and all that sort of stuff today, but I'm here. But I'd like to have you think about, if you're looking for employment. Okay, so let's just say that you're looking for employment, found a job on the internet, or looking at various companies, and you decide you want to apply for a job. So you put together a resume, you know, those types of things. You send it in, and what happens is that you may get a call to come in, and hopefully you get a call to come in. Hopefully you don't do anything on the phone. But tonight I'm going to talk about what happens, to give some tips on the problem of how can you tell if the employer or employer representative is interested in you. How can you tell? I'm going to give you some tips on ways to know whether the person that wants to interview you wants you or interested in you, or they're just doing what they do. I'm going to give you some tips on how to recognize it so you don't waste your time trying to prove anything to anybody, but you're spending your time telling people what you like doing anyway. We're going to take a short break, so here's something from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I don't know how I know, but I'm going to find my purpose. I don't know where I'm going to look, but I'm going to find my purpose. Got to find out, don't want to wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Got to find my purpose before it's too late.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Many of you work that shift, or you work 8 hours a day. Some of you enjoy it, some of you don't enjoy it, and I'm trying to reach all of you to make sure you enjoy it. But 9 to 5 is where we are as a society, 8 to 4, 8 hours a day anyway, and in some cases we're going to 12 hours a day. In some cases, shortening the week to a 3-day work week, 12 hours. But anyway, but you can choose how you work and where you work, in case you knew that you could do that. The employer is trying to get the best use out of you, which is what they're supposed to do, and you're supposed to give it your best, which is what you're supposed to do, but most of you do not. And that's why I'm talking about tonight's topic. If you're looking for employment, how can you, this is for job seekers, how can you tell if an employer is interested in you? Okay, you go job hunting out on the internet somewhere, these job search sites, and you find something that interests you. You find a title, and in some cases a description, and you say, I'm interested in that. And you send your paperwork, send in your resume, and you get a call in for an interview. But, which is great, but the question for you is, how do you know they're interested in you? Anyways, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can tell the difference between somebody interested in you or not. I don't mean anybody. Are they interested in you? Now, before we do that, I'm going to give you a formula. Very quick to find enjoyable employment. Okay, here's the formula. Okay, the formula is do a self-assessment of yourself. Write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing, that you know how to do, and that you love doing. 3 to 5 things in each one of those categories. What you know how to do, what you're good at doing, and what you enjoy doing. See if you can get to 5. If you can get to 5, then you have a list of 15 things at least that you can do. They're all things inside of you that you say that you can do. But the next thing is to take those words that you wrote down and see if you can put together a sentence or a short paragraph whereby you could speak it to someone in 30 to 90 seconds. Because tell somebody who you are, what you do, what you like doing, and what you know, what you're good at doing. 30 to 90 seconds. Okay, anybody says, tell me in 30 seconds, they don't want to hear you. That's one way to find out if they do want to hear you. You tell people your story. 30 to 90 seconds should interest them, provided you have enough to say in 30 to 90 seconds. And the third thing is to understand this thing that's called networking. It's like who knows who that knows who that knows who. I'm suggesting that if you use this formula, that you will find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. All you've got to do is keep repeating the formula, adding to it as your needs and choices change, but keep focusing on what you know how to do, good at doing, and love doing. And it doesn't matter what it is. It has nothing to do with a job. It has to do with your performance that you can use in jobs that you choose or chosen for, instead of you choosing to do something that you don't want to do. And you go home and go do what you enjoy doing. Why not combine what you know how to do with what you enjoy doing, that you're good at doing? We can come up with jobs for you as well as job titles. So I like to have you think about that, because that's how you can find enjoyable employment. However, talking about how do you know that the employer or the employer representative is interested in you? I'm going to give you some tips for that. First of all, I'm going to suggest, like I said before, if you can, do everything in person. Now, that's going to take something on you, but that's what lets somebody know that you're interested in the position. Okay, so you want to know, okay, imagine meeting somebody. So I'm just going to say the first thing is, if you can, be aware of things that may go against you that you're not aware of. Okay. So I said that how do you find out if somebody is interested in you? Well, if you have an invitation from an employer for a phone interview, I'm going to suggest, if possible, that you tell them you like to do it in person. That's my suggestion. Do not do a phone interview. Do it in person, if it's close by. If it's not close by, do a Zoom meeting. Now, there's a problem with Zoom, because with Zoom, all you can see is a headshot. I'm going to suggest that you try to show as many people as you can, all of you, because all of the people that you are around see you all the time, and they see all of you. Every time you walk down the street, go to the store, we see all of you. And based on that, we make a lot of decisions on the way you look, based on, because we can see all of you. Anyways, I would just like to have you think about that. But if that happens, first thing I want you to know is that I mentioned that you get a call from the company, but you really didn't get a call from a company. Hopefully you get a call from a human being. If you get a call from the human being is not the employer. Okay, the human being is the person who represents the employer. Very important to understand what an employer is and what an employer isn't. Because there's no such thing as the employer. The employer is the entity name. Workers represent the company. And if you were hired, you'd be representing your company if you have that knowledge. Now, the reason I mention that is because many of you are not trained to understand you're representing your company. If you don't believe me, go to any, I'm just going to use the supermarkets and the clothing stores. Go to any of those stores and look at how the people treat you and how they act, because they don't know they're there representing the employer. And if you had a problem, you wouldn't talk about the individual. I'm just going to use this as an example, but if somebody in Walmart didn't know how to treat you first, you're going to say Walmart did this. In reality, Walmart didn't do anything. The individual representing Walmart did. But it's very important to understand that everyone has not been taught how to represent their company. I had to learn that the hard way. Or I shouldn't say that. I probably learned it the best way. But how to represent my company. And I said this on a few shows, but I'm just going to say it now. When I first started working, as far as a so-called professional job or a good job and all that kind of sort of stuff, I worked for an insurance company in Connecticut, and I was a computer operator, programmer type person. And I got hired, and I had a red suit, a brown suit, and a green suit. And back in those days, I had a little hair on my head, so I had a little afro. And I had some platform shoes, for those of you who remember platform shoes. You see, I'm going into work one day, and there's a guy outside having a smoke break, and he calls me over, and he asked me where I was going, and I said, I'm going here. He says, you work here? And I said, yeah. He said, looking like that? And I said, looking like what? He says, you look like you're on your way to a party or coming from one. Now, nobody told me how to go to work. My question to you out there is, how many people told you how to go to work? Now, if you're not familiar with me being in the computer field back in those days, IBM was the big player in the market, and all the representatives in the company had dark suits, white shirts, and ties. And here I am in a green suit and a tie, or a red suit, looking like Santa Claus or somebody. But the bottom line is, nobody told me how to go to work. Now, for all of you involved in politics, when you watch TV, all the political things, look at how people dress. Look at the image they're projecting. All the politicians got dark suits, white shirts, and ties, because that's how you represent the things you're supposed to be doing for the government. The women are all dressed up a certain way because somebody told them how to appear to the rest of us. But anyway, so I'm just saying, if you can get an interview, ask for an interview in person if the company's local. If you got to do a Zoom call, back up from your computer so the people can see all as much as you as possible, because they make decisions on the way you look. All you get is a headshot looking at a screen. Anyway, so my suggestion is, if you can, ask to do it in person. Now, that's because you're going to be talking to another human. If possible, do not do anything with a robot. Okay, with all this technology now, you don't know if you're talking to a robot. With AI, you don't know that, but there's a way to trick it. All you got to do is ask it some funny questions. But the bottom line is that if possible, do not do anything to a machine. So, anyway, so I say do not do anything with a machine because I have my reasons. And one of the reasons is because, well, let me kind of back up, though. You're trying to qualify for a job. Now, you have some qualifications, and so you applied or somebody notified you because you have something that's working for you, and you believe it's your qualifications. Well, workplaces is about performance, and what you do for enjoyment is based on your performance as well, but also your performance but also when you're not doing what you like, you're not performing too well, and guess what? All of us can see it. Except you. And the reason you can't see you because you're the carrier. But I'd like to have you just think about that, because I want you to know whether the person you're talking to is really interested in you or you're just a number. But I'm going to stop right here so we can take a short break and have you think about that. And if we're ready to take a short break. Okay, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsor. We'll be right back talking to you regarding... Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Start all over if you need to. Pick yourself up, because that's how change happens. That's how you can make it happen for you. Tell about those times you had to pick yourself up and regroup and reinvent yourself, because that's what people like to know, what you've been through. I'm talking about tonight's topic is how can you tell if an employer is interested in you? And I'm going to shift that. How can you tell if the human is interested in you? And the reason I say that is because I want you to ask to speak to a human. Find out how to get to a human, just like some of you might find out if you, on your phone, you call these places where they have all the automatic stuff at. If you haven't discovered this, if you find out that you can't, that you have to cough a little bit, or you stutter, or you say, then the technology can't pick that up, so they pass you on to a person. I'm going to suggest you try to get two humans. Ask to speak to a human, and then try to get in front of a human, because I want you to know the difference. How can you tell if they're interested in you versus you're just anybody? So I'm giving you a couple of tips in terms of ways to find out. So I've talked about I've already mentioned, try to do everything in person. That's number one. Number two, try not to do, if you can't do it in person, it's too far away, something like that, then you may want to ask how far away, ask if you could meet in person, because you want to talk to a human. If you can recognize you're talking to a robot using this AI stuff, I'm going to suggest you stop wasting your time. I'm going to suggest that is a waste of time. And the reason is because the machine doesn't have any feelings. You can't blame the machine. You can't blame the employer. They're trying to find the technology to replace humans. But the bottom line is that the machine cannot feel your feelings. It can't tell whether your voice is being stretched or stranded or anything like that. So it's very important for you to detect. If you make a phone call or you call, it's very important to understand or to find out whether you're talking to a human or a person. That's number one. Anyway, so the next thing is that you don't want to take any kind of a test that answers yes and no questions. Try to avoid taking all tests unless you're talking to a human. My suggestion is that the human says we got to give you a test, that might let you know whether they care about you or anybody will do. When you think about that, okay, how can you tell? You wonder about meeting the qualifications. Qualifications, we've gotten trained to look at qualification statements when we look for jobs and all that sort of stuff. And I'm going to suggest that you don't worry about qualifications. You want to find out whether the person is interested in talking to you. Having the qualifications that somebody else wrote down, like your education,
you know, your degrees, your certifications, whether you're a high school grad or you got a college degree, PhD, or dropout, none of these things have anything to do with your performance. It's nice to have, but if you can't perform, where it pleases someone to want to give you a raise and it pleases you because you're performing and getting raises and promotions, then you need to ask yourself, why are you there? Your performance is your performance. It's not in anybody's book. It's based on what you tell people that you know how to do and be willing to demonstrate it. And what you want is an opportunity to demonstrate what you say you'd like to do in this job. Anyway, so you can find that out. If the person, if you happen to get to a person and they want to know about you, then that's the right person. That's the person that's not interested in whether you got the qualifications. That's the person that wants to know, why do you want this job? And you can tell them why you want it based on the things that you've done before in the past. You can tell them your story in terms of what you've been through, who you work for, what you like doing, all the things that a human could tell another human so they could feel what you're there. The difference is, based on how you present yourself, dictates your knowledge of speaking, if the job requires you to do a lot of speaking. It also dictates your understanding of other humans if the job involves you working around a lot of other humans. Anyway, so you want to become aware of the things that happen in person. In person, you can tell somebody your age. In person, they can see your race, sexism, and all that sort of stuff. They can hear your language, whether it's broken or full. In your experience, you can tell the other people what you've done experience-wise, including if you speak different languages, you've come from different countries, you've traveled around the country, and your personality will show up, because one human can understand personality in another human. Machine can't understand any of it. Your job is to begin to learn the difference between talking to a machine and talking to a human, and you always want to request to try to do it in person with a human. The other thing, if possible, do not text anybody. Do not spend your time texting stuff like we do in our lifestyles now. Because texting, unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand what texting does, because you've had people say and change laws talking about, because somebody sent them a text, they're being abused or they're being bullied. I have no idea where people get these thoughts from. I know it's all reading. Your emotions are inside of you. They're not in reading words that somebody else sent. The emotions are inside of you. So do not do any texting if you can, because I'm going to suggest that you don't know if it's going to a human or to a machine. And so you want to be as authentic as you can instead of pretending to be somebody that you aren't. Anyway, so the machine cannot feel your feelings. And so it's important that you know the difference, or find the difference, or discover the difference between how do you get to a real human versus working with a machine. Because a lot of employers are going to machines, and you should be wondering why they're going to machines. Because some say it makes the employer's productivity more productive, which means their employees aren't doing what it is that they thought they were going to do in the first place. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Don't fall into that. It's a trap unless you know how to say, I'd like to meet in person. And my suggestion is, if you get a phone call, you get an email that has a phone number, call and ask to speak to the person. Secondly, ask for a meeting, whether it's in person, if it's local. If it's not local, then ask for a meeting virtually. But also, tell the other person, or find out from the other person, how much of them can you see? Because you don't know if the person's in a wheelchair. You don't know if the person has a disability. You don't know what the person looks like physically. But be willing to show who you are, because that decision is going to get made when you show up. So why not show it to them early? Anyway, so become aware of how to use you to do that. After asking you to share your background, in terms of things that you've done, where you've come from, the companies that you've worked for, that person wants to know you. It wants to know your experience based on what you tell them, and take your time, lead them down a path in terms of like the first job, second job, third job. Lead them down a path in terms of your schooling, your education, your training. But lead them down a path that they can grasp, because they're a human too. They can relate to all of the things that you're saying, because that's exactly how they grew up as well. So try to do that in person and tell them, because now the other thing that you can do is ask them what their background is, and not whether they got a degree and qualification statements. That's what they're asking for from anybody. Ask them about who they are. The more they tell you who they are and where they're from, the more you know they're interested in talking to you. If they're not willing to do that, then you're talking to the wrong person. That person is interested in qualifications written on the statements that they want to know what kind of credentials you got. You want to tell people about the things you've done, which aren't on anybody's. They're not your credentials. It's what you've done for you and for others that most people can relate to. That's how you can find out if they're interested in you. So, I know I'm going. But anyway, so, I'd like to have you think about that. I'm looking to see, did I miss a break? Okay. All right, I got one more break that we got to go to, so stay tuned. I'll tell you more about what you need to do to know if somebody wants to talk to you, because that's what you need to know. We'll be right back.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics For You. Need a website? Web Dynamics For You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for.
If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. If that's all you hear, if that's all you think, just get a job. I can guarantee you, you will not be happy. You will not be productive. Because that thought process means you just want anything. And when you're doing anything, you're not doing what you know how to do, good at doing. And probably the people you're trying to do it for will recognize you don't like doing what it is that you're doing in the first place. Because you have a job. I'm talking about how can you tell if the interviewer really wants you? Okay, how can you find out if they're interested in you? I've been giving some tips, and I'm moving along because our time is running out. But anyway, the tip was not to do anything on the internet if you can. Headshot videos, if possible, try to avoid those. Try to do everything in person. Ask to do it in person. If you can get there, fine. If it's local, try to get there in person. Because you want to see who the person is that's talking to you about it. Now, if the person is talking about the job only, they don't want to know you. They want you to recognize that right off the bat. If they only are talking about the job, talking about the qualifications that they're looking for, they don't want to know you. And so you want to find out if somebody wants you. So that's a direct hint as if the person's just talking about that, they don't want to know you. You should ask them about their background because they probably should be asking you. If they're not willing to talk about where they came from and how they got to that position, they also aren't interested in you. So these are little hints the way, in order to find out whether somebody is interested in you or not for that job. Now, here's the reason why you must begin to recognize if they want you, because you're applying for a job or calling for a job. Job has a job title, and it has a job description, and it has qualification statements. However, you, being the person that's interested in the job, it's important for you to know what goes into a job, that you tell somebody how you did it in past jobs or what you do. Now, some of the things that you should know how to explain, I'm going to say should know, because if you've worked before, then you know the things that you've done, which means that's what you do know. It doesn't mean that it's wrong or right, it just means that's what you know. Okay, the physical things that go along with making up a job go into any job. Okay, the writing, speaking, moving things around, talking to other people, using the technology, all of those go into making up a job. All of these are performance-based things that you need to be able to tell the person what you know how to do and that you've done in other jobs. Okay, spelling, okay, knowing how to greet people, reading. Let's see. The interpersonal skills that people may have, the abilities that you might have or lack having, or
good at doing those things going to making up jobs. Understanding why you're there. It's very important that you understand you're going to be representing your company doing a function or a job that the company's looking for somebody to do. So knowing how to talk to someone else about describing what you have done and know what goes into the job that you want to know is extremely important. If you got to work with people of different ages, different races, different colors, you want that person to know that because you're the one with the knowledge. What you're doing is bringing them your knowledge. That's what they will pay you for. That's what they'll hire. They'll give you raises and promotions for. Okay, so it's very important that you understand what goes into a job that you know that you are bringing to them in order to do the job better. That's what's going to make you more productive. It's going to cut down on the training time. But it's because you know how to tell the other person what you think goes into the job. Okay? And the other thing, if you can, always try to get to the supervisor and manager instead of the person who's representing the job or the person who's representing the company. Ask to speak to the manager or supervisor who you're going to be working for. Yeah, that'll let you know whether the person's interested in you or not. They tell you that that's not possible, then they don't want to know you either. So you want to become aware of whether people are interested in you or not. Now, in some cases, it's pretty simple. For all you guys, if you see a nice girl, you have to go do something to let the person know that you're interested. For all you girls or women, as another guy, you know that the person has to come to you telling you, letting you know that they're interested, and your role is to let them know that you're interested back. It's pretty simple in some cases, but it's important, but extremely important to recognize when it comes to interviewing or going after a job that you want. Because obviously if you don't want it, that's going to cause real problems because you won't be able to explain what you've done in past jobs. Anyway, so that'll let you know what they're not interested. And again, if the person only talks about the job qualifications or credentials and level of experience, they want you to take a test, that person doesn't want to know you at all. I mean, so it's very important to know whether you're in a good position in terms of something you want, and there's no reason to try to convince somebody that doesn't want you in the first place. Anyway, so, and our time is wrapping up, but I've said this a couple of times in my so-called career, as far as the positions I had, that I want an opportunity to do the job. I don't want to know the job. I want an opportunity to do the job or learn to do the job. That's what I'm bringing to it, the opportunity. But anyway, our time's up because I hear the music. Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I just want you to know all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing all of your life, carrying all those skills and abilities that are functions. And I want you to go out and tell everybody what you like to do and enjoy doing. Let them follow you to find what you want because you have indeed been doing it your way. And we're out of here.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News.